At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized,
okay.
And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Sheena Shea and Mercedes Javid join the show. We talk about auto replies, the deed to Sheena's home, and postpartum OCD. It has been a long road getting you here. And it's not because you didn't want to do the show, but you're just obviously very busy. You have a lot of commitments.
Yes.
And also, you have a very, you've got a team of people that do protect you and... Yeah, they really do.
They do. So, but I've been wanting to do this for a while, so happy we finally figured it out.
Can you just say what it is? Because just now, you said, why couldn't we get her breakfast order so that she could have eaten? And then Shane said, because I'm not allowed to text her. What is that about?
Okay, well, first of all, okay, so from what I understand, you have a management company and you have a publicist, correct? Mm-hmm. Do you have an agent also?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a whole team of people. Well, we were told to contact, I think it was the management company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when we did, we had our contact, we got a reply. And I thought it was funny, so I read it on the air. Did you know this?
I heard. My lawyer told me.
Okay. I did not.
You have a lawyer?
You have a lawyer, too.
I have multiple lawyers as well.
So this person, you know, we reached out because we're trying to book you. And what we get is an automatic reply. I will be going on a real vacation as of Friday 2-9 for a week.
That was him.
The first one since pre-pandemic. For a rare change, I'm going to try not to work too much while I'm meant to be relaxing. Please do not expect my normal immediate responses. My staff here will pick up what they need to for me accordingly. I appreciate your understanding. So we just thought, we joked about it because we thought it was a lot of information, right?
That's not a professional response for someone that you don't already know.
I mean, if that just came to me, I understand. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'm actually going to try to not bother you this week because you do deserve a real vacation. And he, if it's 10 p.m. on a Saturday, does respond. So that response to me, I was like, oh, I get it. Like, you deserve it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize that just went out to
everybody.
Everyone who was on CC.
And so then I guess I think because of this, we started texting you direct. I don't know how we got your number.
No, I didn't text with Sheena at all after that. Like, I talked with the guys and we got all the information. We was all set. But then I just texted you yesterday, like, hey, we'll see you at Sightglass at 8:20. Like, just triple checking.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And then Mark, who I met today, who I actually really like, he's very professional.
He is.
He, I think what happened, Shane, because you felt Mark was a little bit curt with you. Is that what you felt like?
Text tone?
A little.
Okay. Because he basically drew the line, like, hey, don't text Sheena direct, work directly with me. Now, we thought he was being a little bit of a dick. We thought that. But then I met him today, and I really like him, and I understand the situation because apparently there have been some things that have fallen through the cracks recently, and not by Mark, but Mark has stepped in to make sure that there's no more mistakes.
Correct.
So you've got to, this is one of those situations where I'm not good at this, where you actually have to consider someone else's perspective before we respond and react.
Oh, I've never done that.
So now that I understand the whole story, I understand why Mark came in and kind of like, you know.
Came in hot?
He was extremely.
He marked his territory, which is you.
Yes.
Marked his territory.
And it also makes my life so much easier because I'm just like, you know how Lala says send it to Daryl? Send it to Mark. Everything needs to be filtered through Mark because he knows what I can and can't do. He knows my conflicts. He knows everything. So just go through Mark.
Okay.
And then I don't have to be the bad guy. I don't have to say yes or no.
Yes.
Just go through Mark.
And in his defense, that's his job.
So it's
easier.
Mark did come through today. He sent over the W-9, everything that we needed.
It was great.
He's very efficient.
Except for one thing. breakfast.
That's not Mark's responsibility.
How do you
that
know
was
that?
Sam's.
How do you know that
was a mess up on our end.
Okay. Well, so when I came in and I saw Sam, I didn't even think that, because Kian would say, what's your breakfast order? What can I get you? Make sure that you have a sip of coffee and a bite of an avocado. And that didn't happen. So when I asked, when I tried to engage in Sam, he wasn't awake enough to respond. So I'm just letting you guys know.
So he looks a little sleepy to you today.
He looks really sleepy. Sleepy Sam. Three or four times I asked if he would help because she's holding her wardrobe bag. She's got a long day, blah, blah, blah. We're coffee cups without tops and lids on them, splashing all over the place, food flying. And
so
like,
you would like to see
there.
Sam take more initiative.
I demand it. Okay. As a matter of fact.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to Sam about that. I think Sam is a little more shy than Kian. And I think we'll figure out, like, hey, we're going to give him a protocol. In the morning, text, well, I guess go through Mark. But text
because
Mark.
I will say yes to everything. Yeah. I'm the nicest person, as we know. I want to make everyone happy, not in a people-pleasing way all the time. But that's the thing where I need a Mark, and I need someone to say no for me sometimes.
I feel this way toward any man. If a man is sitting there and he knows that he could put himself into use and he's just standing there observing like women struggling, that makes me very angry. Mm-hmm.
So, Sam, what we're going to do is you and I will talk about this. We're just going to maybe take more of initiative to get everyone, because we want the talent to be happy, fed, everything. Yes, comfortable.
Not nauseous and
correct.
Hungry.
Yes. Okay, we got it. Yes.
Thank you.
Now, Sheena, I was thinking about you this morning, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And this is a very big compliment.
Okay.
So there are several women in my life that, okay, first of all, your makeup is flawless. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you.
But you are a very naturally beautiful woman.
Thanks.
And I think that the less makeup you wear, the better. And there's another person, like, I always think about that, Tracy Tudor.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy Tudor is so stunning with just like light makeup. Mm-hmm. I feel like you don't even need makeup.
So let me tell you, if I didn't have Denise Richards on my podcast later today, who I know is getting full glam, I would not have eyelashes on right now.
Okay.
But I was like, you know what? I could face at myself in the photo next to her, or I could just put on some eyelashes because I've got a long day and a lot of on camera. And then I'm getting glam for the Vanderpump Rules after show after that. So then I got to take it off and do it all over again. But that's why I've got the lashes on this morning.
So that's what occurred to me this morning when
Thank
I was getting
you.
Ready. I'm like, Tracy Tudor and Sheena Shea should not be wearing makeup. Don't need it.
Don't need it.
Some people do.
I see her without makeup. I haven't seen
Tracy. She's gorgeous. But I was wondering, so this was the next thing, my thought. Is it an insecurity thing, and you can answer this too, MJ, when you see these gorgeous, naturally beautiful women and they just like pile on, like I think, they don't need all that makeup.
You should know not to wear too much makeup. I like a lash because I do want my eyelashes to have that jasmine flare mm-hmm. at the end. But it doesn't mean that you need everything, especially if you're tan.
Yeah.
You know those tan drops that you can use? That will make you not need
Do
makeup.
Those really work? Those oh, yeah. freak me out.
Yeah, tan drops?
Yeah. It's a glass bottle. It's Isle of Paradise. You put one drop in the palm of your hand. You mix it with your moisturizer. And then 8 hours later, you're going to look so good.
I'm not going to look like tan mom like I do now?
No.
Yeah, it always worries me. I'm like, oh, I don't know about
It's
that.
One drop and it'll go away in a few days or so. So, okay. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. So, you've been on Vanderpump Rules for 11 seasons. You're like an OG,
Crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like one of
first
the four.
Scene, I was on Vanderpump Rules before Lisa Vanderpump was on Vanderpump Rules.
And who are the other original, the OGs? Is it
Still
Tom?
Still on the show, Sandoval and Katie.
And Katie. So yes. Ariana wasn't there.
No. I forced her into this group a little bit season one. She was my backup dancer when I performed at the Roxy. Mm-hmm. And then season two, I was like, I'm getting pushed out of this friend group. I need someone who has my back on this show. I begged her and finally got her on like kicking and screaming, but she did it. She was a good friend. And yeah, look at that now.
So you've always made a good living, but now I noticed, especially, you know, Vanderpump Rules was kind of reinvented in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I always loved the show. But then when people started getting replaced, like Stassi and Jax and all that, I was like, these are my favorites I'm going to check out.
So not his favorite.
You could become a favorite.
But 11 seasons, not there yet.
But I was upset when all those people, like, you know, when
yeah,
all those people
of course.
Were Kristen
It changed the entire
that.
Dynamic of the show.
It did. And so I checked out, but then of course I had to check back in last season.
Not because of me.
Still not because
he
of
likes
you.
Assholes.
But
you know,
it's a compliment if you're not his favorite.
I'm liking you this season.
Thank you.
Okay. I did like that talk with when you were sitting outside with Sandoval. I mean, you really kind of, I mean, I think you were, I was like, wow, I was kind of agreeing with everything you said. Yeah. You came off very rational.
Thank you.
Very reasonable. I was like, good. She's smart. She's a smart one, you know, because they're not all that smart. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, how did now, of course, the show just explodes. I mean, it was popular before, mm-hmm. but then it becomes this phenomenon. How does that change your life? Like in the last year?
A lot more attention on us, a lot more paparazzi following us, camped outside of our house that we've never really had. Like, sure, we're captured out and about. You know, if you go to Catch or Craig's or somewhere where you know you're going to be seen, but to actually have people sitting outside of where I live, following me to an eyelash extension appointment all the way in Long Beach and then waiting for me after with a camera, I'm like, what is this? I mean, I was at dinner with my daughter one night and they would not leave. I had to have the staff sneak me out through the kitchen and go down like a back alley because I was walking home just so they didn't know exactly where I lived. Because at the time, I didn't know that they were aware of exactly where I lived in Marina. And so we've never had to deal with anything like that.
You drive all the way to Long Beach for your eyelashes.
I was thinking this.
When she said that, I was like, wow.
Shout out to Felicia at
really?
V-Lashed because
she
is
must be
worth
real good.
The drive.
That is a drive.
Yeah.
Wow, she must be really good.
She is.
As I get older, I'm losing my eyelashes, and I'm wondering, I have none left.
You
I
need feel extensions. Like
you should see Felicia.
Going to Long Beach.
No, I need to grow them. What's that like?
Lashify.
I think I need to do that. Cause...
Or you can use, just dye them, because if they're blonde, look blonde. You can just dye the ones you have, and they'll look darker.
There's not a lot left, and I'll tell you, so I had a, and this is really gross, Sheena, but I had an internal sty yesterday.
Ouch.
It was the size of an almond, and it grew within days.
No way.
And so I went to see Beverly Hills Eye Center, Dr. David, yesterday. Very efficient guy. Mm-hmm. So this is what he tells me. He's like, Jeff, all right, I can give you. I'm like, I've been using that sty. Everyone's been telling me to use it. He's like, all it does is lubricate your eye. It doesn't do shit. And I'm like, okay, David. And he goes, I can give you a antibiotic. It will stop
the growing.
The growing of the sty. He said, but I don't know how long it would take to get rid of the mass. He goes, it could be months. I'm like, well, I can't, because I could feel it pushing against my cornea, and my eye was swollen, and he's like, or we could cut it out, and I'm like, well, and you know how these doctors are like, it's not gonna hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it stings for a minute. You know how there's that saying like, I'd rather poke a needle in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Stick a needle in my.
Well,
eye.
You did it.
I did it. And I don't know if I would rather do that again. Ooh. And it did hurt because he had to give you the anesthesia, right? So he takes this big, long needle and then puts it in my... So he flips over my eyelid and has this contraption that's holding it open. And then he numbs it. First, he does numbing cream, which we all know that doesn't do shit. We've done that with Botox. It doesn't do anything, that numbing cream. So then he takes the big needle. Were you watching the whole thing?
No, I got... I was like, going to pass out. Like I was pale. I could feel it.
So he flips over the eyelid, and then he takes it and just lacerates. He just cuts the whole thing out.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I wanted to see the mass afterwards, which was pretty big. But can I tell you, it's a little still swollen, but it feels so much better.
I don't see anything.
Wow.
You look
It's still a little swollen if you look.
Have you had LASIK? Amazing.
I did have LASIK.
What was it incomparable?
Oh, that was painless.
Yeah, that was
okay.
LASIK
I felt
was
nothing.
The only thing about LASIK was when it was like, and I could see a little bit of smoke and smell my eyes burning.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like lighter to a hair.
Okay, so in comparison, this was worse.
This was worse.
Gotcha.
Now, Shane has been calling me Left Eye Lopez, which I think is rude.
I think it's fitting.
It's so cute.
She's iconic.
Thank
so
God you're
a compliment.
Okay.
She is an icon.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, this morning, I'm like, didn't she die?
Yes.
And then I was, poor Shane, all day he just Googles things for me. I'm like, how did she die? That wasn't a good.
Fire.
She died, girl.
Was it a fire?
No.
She was
she
in a car wreck.
Fire. She set fire.
No. Car wreck.
No, that's not how she died. But I think Left Eye is famous for setting fire to her boyfriend's stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
He probably deserved it.
Oh, it wasn't a car accident that caught on fire?
No. When she set fire, she's famous for setting fire to his clothes.
Okay, I remember that.
So, four girls. She's driving.
Icon.
She's
no
only
question.
30. She was only 30 years old.
Yeah.
She was driving in Honduras, and what happened? She had a.
She swerved, and then the car rolled, and she was ejected. her and all of her friends were ejected. She was the only one who died. She was not wearing a seatbelt.
But I don't think any of them were wearing seatbelts. And so I said to Shane, what's the moral of the story here?
Click at our ticket.
Mm-hmm. Buckle up, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Summer. Oh, I meant to tell you at coffee.
Cutest baby ever.
Yes.
I have a preschool for you.
Okay.
Because you're moving.
Yes.
Okay, you're moving soon.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And I'm touring one soon, so we'll.
I already have the one.
Don't talk about any names.
Yeah. No, I'm not known any names. Yeah. But I've already, I was down with all those Sherman Oaks moms.
Uh-huh.
Because I was living there for a few years before we had Monroe.
Yeah.
I toured every school. I know about every one of them. I already know where you need to be.
Okay, perfect.
And I can probably just make phone call.
That would be amazing. They love me. That's what Lala and I need.
One of them loves me. One of them doesn't.
Okay.
Yes, but the one that loves me, I'm going to call.
Okay.
And yes, Lala needs somebody too?
Yeah, our kids are the same age. Yep. So,
I know where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We'll set it up.
Not the first one. You're going to go to the second, because we got kicked out of that one. You're going to go to the second one.
Okay.
The first one wouldn't work for you anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So... There it was a news article, which I just have to, you know, bring up very quickly.
Okay.
That you bought a new gorgeous home.
Yes.
In Valley Village?
Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks. Okay. And apparently Brock has deeded. So he co-signed for the loan. Is that correct?
He signed. It was called like an interspousal something or another. Yes.
Okay. So he deeded the house to you.
Okay.
So... I understand. So you're at, I'm imagining at this moment, you tell us, are you more of the breadwinner right now in your family?
Yes.
Okay. So it is, you used your funds to purchase the home?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's a stand-up guy. He deeded the interest, his interest to back to you.
Totally.
It's called quick claim.
Quick claim.
Quick
deed.
Claim.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's your home.
Yes. I mean, it's our family home, but I am the one who put the down payment on it. It is in my name. Yes.
Which, by the way, like I always say, I love Tommy, and I also am a cynical person. I come from divorce, unfortunately, so I think that
I've been
protecting
divorced.
Exactly, and like what you went through with Mike, it's like totally normal to do,
mm-hmm.
and no one should judge you ever, ever, ever for that. Absolutely, it's smart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there are which you can set them straight right now. So there's like, some attorney weighs in and says, oh, it's divorce planning.
Yeah, I've seen bankruptcy, mm-hmm. I've seen divorce, and I'm like, no, it was just I put the down payment down, and mm-hmm. he was like, you know what, the next property that we buy together, both of our names will be on, but for now, I am the breadwinner, and he respects that. And I mean, it's our family home. He's the one doing all of the work over there right now. I'm not doing shit. I'm just paying the mortgage.
Yeah.
Well, it's a testament to him, too. So he, he's not after you for your money.
No. Apparently. And we have a prenup. I mean, he knew what happened in my first marriage. And so when we got married, he didn't even question anything. He's like, whatever you want. He's like, I want to be with you because I want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about anything else. So whatever's going to make you feel the most safe, I will sign whatever you need to.
And what does he do for a living?
So when I met him, he owned F45 Gyms down in San Diego. And then pandemic obviously wasn't so great for gyms. They sold those. He did an online fitness app, and then that didn't completely hit the way we hoped it would.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now he's actually developing two television shows, one that I believe sold this week. He's been meeting with different production companies. One is car-based, one is rugby-based.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's going to get into producing.
Now, are spouses paid on Vanderpump Rules? Because I know they are on Real Housewives a lot of the times.
Really? I heard they're not paid on Real Housewives at all.
Okay.
Interesting. Depending on, if you're in the main titles, then you are a cast member, then that probably comes with a paycheck. But everyone is different. And also with these shows, you do have to pay your dues. So pretty much three seasons, you gotta just kind of show up for fun.
Right. So
Tommy gave them one season for free.
Yeah.
And then season two, he didn't come back if he wasn't compensated. And now I think that he knows that he set a precedent
mm-hmm.
for that, because otherwise you would just give it for free.
Yeah.
Like, and there is a big rumor that spouses don't get paid, but you have to kind of fight and wiggle your way around, right?
Yeah. I mean, Brock, you didn't see that much on season 10.
Right.
You know?
But... Well, there's also been rumors that that reality performers on Bravo don't get residuals. And there has been, I think there have been situations where talent have got residuals.
Hello?
Maybe not in an ensemble cast, but maybe in situations where someone is leading the show.
Uh-huh. Like Jeff Lewis.
Like flipping out. So I think there's been, you know, isolated incidents.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And also I would assume, I mean, I'm not confirming or denying. I'm assuming that those deals could be with the production company directly,
yeah.
Not necessarily the network. I don't think it's a network practice.
Yeah. That makes sense.
How's our Brava Marshall doing over there?
I mean,
the door is closed. Her and Mark can just.
She's very sweet. She's been here before.
Yeah, she's sweet.
She hasn't caused me any trouble, right?
Not yet.
Okay, good.
So ask about Sandoval now.
Oh God.
I think
we have to go to commercial.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
It seems to me like your life has changed a lot in a year, and you said that you've been getting a lot more exposure and more attention, and you know, maybe credit to your management team, but I've seen you everywhere now. So I'm seeing you doing paid posts. I'm seeing you do endorsements. I've now become acquainted with your band. It's the 27s,
yes.
Right? And there's actually, your music's pretty good.
Thank you.
I just heard Boy Crazy, which I love.
Oh, I love it.
So, but your original, like the original hit that you performed was Good as Gold, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the original. And then when did Boy Crazy come out?
Just a few weeks ago.
Okay, so that's doing really well. And then you have another one you were teasing me at the break. Sweet and Sour?
Yes, we have several more coming out. We have a whole EP, but we're going to waterfall it out. So we're putting one out each month. So the next one, Sweet and Sour, will be out March 1st.
What about Apple?
Already out.
I know, that was such a good one.
Yeah.
Don't forget to mention Apple.
Yes. Apples you'll see on season 11.
Wait,
it was
do we have
so
Apple?
Good, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
I was there. I
the
like
Scandival
very
song?
Much.
Oh, okay. Ooh. It's nice. You have a nice voice. We're not inviting Sheena to karaoke.
No. You're not going to outshine me, bitch.
And then you have your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So Shenanigans.
Yes.
And that's every Friday. Is that new eps every Friday?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have guests on it, or do you do Vanderpump recaps? Like, what exactly do you do on that?
We will talk a little Vanderpump, especially when the season's airing, because obviously people want to hear about that and you get a little more of the story. But I like to have guests on who are also kind of versed in this world. I feel like that's what my audience wants to hear the most. I've learned where I have the best downloads. And when I was doing just a lot of strict interviews, it's like, unless you're interested in that specific guest,
yes,
you might not want to listen.
They want to hear you.
Yeah. And my solo episodes that I just started doing recently have done better than any guest I've had on. So I'm like, oh, people are listening for me. That's awesome.
Yeah. I find that too. Like, I think with, I used to follow ratings when I was on Bravo. And I would follow Watch What Happens Live. And even though Andy would have like the biggest like A-list celebrities, they didn't necessarily do as well as when you would have like, you know, somebody
on
Bravo
Liberty.
Bravo Liberty.
Yeah.
Because that's why they're watching.
Totally.
So it makes sense. But do you, when you have guests, do you ever like struggle with them because they come in and they don't participate?
No, it's been very rare that that's happened. I have a well-prepped show and enough questions and sometimes a fun game to start out with that it keeps the conversation going. Mm-hmm. And if not, then, you know, we take an ad break, we kind of reconnect, and then we wrap it up early.
See, with this show, we have guests every single day, and it's 5 days a week, and it's 2 hours now. So, but we've learned over the 6 years, like, who can lead, who's like just a good wingman, where they just kind of come in with like funny little quips.
Yeah.
But then there's people that actually come in with content, stories, and lead. And you learn that, like, okay, and then you start pairing them together. Like, okay, this person's good with this person. But sometimes if you get two leaders on at the same time, then we, or four.
When have you had that?
'Cause I think it happens when we have a lot of over-talking.
Leah Black is amazing. She can carry 2 hours without any help.
Agreed.
And then Patty and Jill Zarin. That's, you know, those are like the obvious ones.
You're a good leader. You can lead.
Shit. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, we have shit.
Shit.
Yeah, because you're always Carney too. You can always, you're always thinking about questions. You're always thinking, you know, and you're actually one of the very few people that will come in the morning with coffee and you're like, I have this story. You make my life easier.
Thank you.
Because sometimes like it's like pulling teeth with these people.
Yeah.
And you get like one word answers.
Oh, totally.
And then you can't have them back.
I'm like, okay, next question. I will say in the last year, especially since the downloads have been so amazing, I've been more picky with my guests and just knowing now what my audience wants. So it's not just going to be the same interviews I used to do.
Is there anything you don't discuss?
I'm pretty much an open book. Sometimes I think I say too much.
Okay, so if you're having problems with Brock, let's just say you're mad at him, you will.
I'll bring him on and then talk about it on the mic in front of the camera. Yeah, we've done that. We've had me, Brock, and my mom all sit down together for a podcast episode and talk our shit out.
How long have you been married?
2.5 years now.
And how long were you together before that?
Like 2 years.
Okay, and then things are going well.
Yeah.
Despite the D transfer.
Yeah.
And then have you guys ever been to couples therapy?
We did one.
I'm not judging. I think it's good.
No, we did one session season 9.
Okay.
And it never aired. And then we were getting ready last year to go into couples therapy. But instead of that, we saw Dr. Amen for a brain scan. And he said, please hold off on couples therapy. Let me try and get your brain chemistry aligned before you go into therapy. He's like, I've literally kept couples out of couples therapy. And so we're on this supplement program that has literally changed our brain chemistry. And we are not arguing as much as we were before.
I want it.
It's been really, really incredible.
Yeah, you and Tommy need that.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely need it. We need it.
Yeah.
I need that with Alyssa. Alyssa and I need
Yeah,
we need to. I mean, our chemistry, our brain chemistry is off.
That's the issue.
And Jim Thompson. There's a few people at Sirius. Like, our brain chemistry is off.
Can I put in a request too?
For sure.
Yeah, we're both in individual therapy. I've done a lot of EMDR therapy in the past year as well, which has been extremely beneficial.
Is that about childhood trauma? What is that?
It goes back to traumatic experiences. Yeah. So we've done one more around childhood. We've done one around my pregnancy loss, my traumatic labor, and just a lot of different things. But it does rewire your brain to where when you come out of it, you're like, huh, that doesn't bother me as much as it did a few hours ago.
I am watching Vanderpump Rules season 11, and I know that episode 4 aired this week. I am one episode behind. And you are very open and honest about postpartum OCD. Is that correct? So I kind of relate to that. And I noticed that you very much try to control your environment as much as possible, which is what I do. And we drive people crazy in the process.
Yeah.
And I totally related when you were... basically, it was this last episode 3, where you're talking about Summer and you're so, you've never left her alone and you're afraid of going out and your husband wants a date and you don't want to leave her alone and you're so like, it was crazy how stressed you were mm-hmm. about leaving Summer for the first time.
You could feel it watching the episode.
By the way, I related to that because, I mean, we kept Monroe home for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we basically didn't leave the house.
Yeah.
Which was not good for Monroe. But I was so paranoid about anything, like diseases, viruses, and until she had all her shots. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. I will tell you that when we first started leaving her alone, I left her with two people. Like one wasn't enough because
I
was like,
oh, yeah.
because
I've
I thought I felt like, what if that one person
you
looks
see
the other
that
way?
Actually on episode four.
Okay. Episode four. Yeah. That's what I started with two people.
Yeah.
And then even like nowadays, like one, it makes like even when the park, like mm-hmm. when she'd go to the park at like two,
forget it.
And our nanny would take, I would double up. I'd have two people.
I wouldn't
there.
Even let my kid go to the park unless it was me. I wouldn't even trust Tommy. And then Tommy has also had those issues for the first few years. Uh-huh. He still will be like, what if your mom falls asleep? She's old now. She can't stay awake. So it's, we all are on the same, like aligned. I think when it's not easy to get pregnant mm-hmm. and you're not 20 years old having four babies between 20 and 24, like you care so much. And yes, I think it's amazing to also have episodes with your mom and Brock because we had a fight at Christmas time and my mom defended me for the first time ever. So that was, yeah. And when you do it on the pod, so many people have this dynamic and they need somebody to listen to that's mm-hmm. going to be like, oh my God, you feel me. Like I feel seen and heard. It is so important.
How are you doing now?
A lot better. And I do give a lot of that to the supplement program that I'm on with Dr. Amen. Wow. I got on Zoloft last summer, maybe around June.
So that's the supplement you're talking
and
about.
And No.
Because chumps, we take those supplements.
I was
too.
On that. You'll see this season that I come off it during the season because I felt like before my body gets too dependent on an SSRI, I want to try something more natural. I had so many people tell me about microdosing, and I was really interested in doing that, but I wasn't going to microdose while being on Zoloft. So mm-hmm. I weaned myself off Zoloft, gave myself a couple months to just have that completely out of my system, tried microdosing. It wasn't giving me the relief that I thought it would. It is not like, you know, when you take mushrooms at a festival. It's nothing like that. And I felt like it just, I still was really emotional and my intrusive thoughts were still there. Mm-hmm. So I went, got this brain scan, and now he has us on these, well, we're on different pills because I'm OCD, he's ADD, and so he was just balancing our brain chemistry. And so I'm on these Happy Saffron Plus, Neuralink, and then a brain and body power pack. And honestly, it's like 17 pills a day, which is really annoying.
Wow.
But I feel mentally stronger. Mm-hmm. I have way less intrusive thoughts when they do creep in. I'm like, no, no, you're not real. Go away. And I don't cry every day I'm putting my daughter down for a nap. Like, what if this is the last time that I see her?
Mm. See, I have those thoughts sometimes too.
Yeah.
And I think it is, like, especially because we just have one child each and more than likely I won't have another one.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Same.
Yeah. And so you do, like, it's like I'm so protective over her.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun when they get older though. Like once in a while, like she's a little, she's sweet with me sometimes. But like last night we were watching TV and I know they said something like, oh, I'm connected to you or something. And she's like, she's watched TV. She's like, I'm connected to this guy.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, that's all I'm going to get. But you know what? I'll take it. I love it.
That's so cute.
But it is fun. But the even with the preschool, which I was mentioning earlier, I was paranoid that it wasn't secure enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
So I went with the preschool that really was where she should have been from the beginning.
Yeah,
but I felt like it wasn't secure enough. So I went to some place with like maximum security, but it wasn't necessarily the best spot for her. And that was really like the only reason. Since then, they've beefed up security.
Okay.
But it was part of my paranoia.
Yeah.
Like the kids were safe. You know what I'm saying?
And especially because my kid is so out there. She's on television. She's on social media. You know, I mean, I don't hide her whatsoever. She gets recognized in the grocery store when she's there with my mom before my mom gets recognized. Like, is that Summer Moon at the park?
And it's they'll recognize her at the park. Yep.
So yes, I mean, I know I've chosen that and I get shit for it sometimes, but I've chosen a public life and this kid has had a camera in her face since she came out of me, literally.
Now, she has an Instagram account. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
With like twice as many followers as me.
She has a lot of followers.
She does.
And then what is is that by doing that, is that, could that eventually be she's modeling or she herself gets opportunities?
Yes. And that's something that we've been approached about. She technically has an agent, but we've not put her on one audition.
Hopefully not the
or
one
done...
that with the auto reply.
No, definitely not.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.